Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
30 jobs in 30 days. A lot of people messaging through. What is this thing? What is 30 jobs in 30 days? Okay, let's get someone who knows all about it on air with us, a consultant from Wise Employment, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning, Scudder.
Our Facebook has been going off at the last couple of hours after we started mentioning something about employees and employers and 30 jobs in 30 days. So tell us a bit about it. Obviously, it's been a very tough year for the Riverland this year. A lot of people are either themselves or they know someone that has been affected employment-wise. What does Wise Employment do for those people?
Our aim is to find people work, particularly people with disabilities. October 2020 has obviously been a year that most people would like to put behind them.
Yeah.
We've had a under the circumstances, working at home for 4 months, and under those circumstances, we've actually had a reasonable sort of year in getting people into work,
okay,
which is quite amazing. But what we want to do is just inject a bit of positivity into the community and hopefully push and give our clients something to look forward to by creating 30 jobs in 30 days.
This is awesome because a lot of people are talking about jobs. You know, there's the whole JobKeeper and everything for the government. They're saying, you know, 2020 is not a good year for being employed. I think it's probably hard to find someone in the Riverland that doesn't know somebody that has either had reduced hours or lost their job completely in 2020. So this is for those kind of people. Now, you did mention, Steve, that this is a disability employment service, Wise Employment. I guess disability isn't always what it seems, though, is it?
No, it certainly isn't. Since I commenced in disability employment services, I've been in the game 14 years, and this is the first time I've been into disabilities for the last couple. You sort of get that impression when you start going out talking to employers. You mention the word disability, and all of a sudden you can see wheelchairs and walking frames going through their brain. It isn't really what it seems with disabilities. It's like, this is some statistics from a recent ago. They reckon 1 in 5 Aussies are actually considered to have a disability or diagnosed with a disability.
Oh, wow.
And that, most of those were still working. So, you know, they can be physical injuries, can be intellectual disabilities, short or long-term illness, mental illness, or just recovery from surgery, from heart attacks and stuff like that. So, you know, that is classed as a disability. So there's a pretty strong chance that you're actually working with somebody that's got a disability in most cases.
So we were talking off air just before, Steve, about a success story from Wise Employment, from yourself, about a guy that was disabled and he didn't think he could work again, and you actually got him into some employment.
Well, we had a gentleman. He's just come back after some surgery, and he was sort of, the first couple of appointments was, you know, I'm done, I'm dusted, I want to go on a disability pension.
Yeah.
And like, this guy wasn't that old, so I'm sort of thinking, you know, there's more to it than just doing that, mate. A long way to go before you can get a pension. So what we actually done as part of our job is actually to create work and find positions that aren't necessarily there. I mean, there's always a hidden job market for everybody out there.
Yeah.
There's always a lot more jobs than are ever advertised.
Yes.
So our aim is to actually get out and about. These guys come with varying sort of requirements as far as hours go. We've got clients that need 8 hours, we've got clients that need 15, clients that need 23.
Yeah, right.
So in a lot of cases, we can actually create opportunities for a client with an employer where they come out way in front incentive-wise. But this gentleman was sort of thinking that, no, he's done and dusted. But I got in touch with a local caravan park. We had a chat with them. We arranged a bit of a work trial for 15 hours a week. I think that was nearly 2 years ago, and he's actually still there. He actually does more than he ever thought he would be able to do once we got him into the position. It's one of those really lovely fuzzy stories that, as a consultant, that is when you really enjoy being where you're at and doing what you do.
That's why you do what you do.
Very, very rewarding.
Hopefully, that's what we're aiming to do over the next 30 days is to create 30 jobs or to put 30 people into jobs over 30 days.
Putting 30 people into work, you know, that client's life, we can make a difference, and that's really what it's all about.
That's what we're here to do. Well, thank you so much, Steve. It's been awesome catching up with you this morning. We'll chat again soon.
Okay, thanks, mate.